It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And this afternoon, we have a special guest, and we'll get to him in just a few seconds. But first of all, there's a bill going through the legislature. It's called S as in sugar, B as in boy, 715. It's a bill being introduced by Mike Gabbert to eliminate ethanol in Hawaii. I wonder where this guy's brain is at. Anyway, he is not in office to create jobs for the people of Hawaii. And he's dead set against ethanol in Hawaii. So, if he is in your district, he represents you, I recommend giving him a call or email or whatever. And even if he's not in your district, let him know how you feel about that bill. Okay? And there's a loophole in that bill. And it was, from what I understand, a federal mandate. But the mandate says if the ethanol is not available or made in the state, then they have the option of eliminating ethanol. Okay? And the other topic is I emailed and I called the governor's office, and that was 2 months ago. What's up with this? They don't return your call or email you. I think that's very rude. And if he was working for me, he's fired. But he's working for you, so you do that. Okay? Now, Hawaii Raceway Park was started private, not government. Hawaii Raceway Park was started by Jimmy Pfluger of Pfluger Honda, and three of the best doctors in Honolulu. One of them was Masato Hasegawa, who had a lot of love for the young folks and for the folks not to race on the road. Okay? This is a heads up for you people who, like the other week, we had a caller that believes in used cars. I found out there's a lot of used cars coming into the state with red flags. Red flags is something wrong with them. Drastically wrong. Excuse me. There was a black 02 Lexus that went on the block to be sold. And the odometer reading was 49,000 miles. The real odometer reading last registered in California last year in 2010, January 2010, was 104,000 miles. That particular car was jimmied with and put on the market. You're going to find a lot of these cars out there now, and it's buying somebody else's problems. So this is the reason why I do not recommend used cars. Okay? Unless you have a good professional checking it out. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with it, and I don't think you want to pass it on to somebody else. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. That's 808-296-5467. I forgot the number, really. Anyway, let's get to
296.
Yeah. When you got so much things on your mind and you keep it only in your mind, then, you know, after a while your computer slips. So maybe I gotta go see a computer guy. So anyway, let's get to Lloyd. How you doing this afternoon?
Hey, pretty good, George. Thanks for inviting me over today.
You used to own those old cars. Tell us a little bit about your old cars, the most favorite of yours.
You know, I had a number from one of them I wish I had was my 67 442 two-door coupe automatic. Loved that car. Only thing, every time I was on the freeway heading down to Makaha, I felt like I wanted to shift a couple more times because it had a 390 rear end on it.
Okay. And what happened to that car?
Oh, eventually I traded it in, you know, got practical, bought a little Toyota Carina. But a lot of cars in between, you know. Another one of my favorites was I picked up a 67 Corvette. Both tops, the hard top and rag top, for speed. Yeah.
No, that's a car.
That's a car. Yeah. I wish I had the foresight to keep that car. Yeah.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Had a 75 Corvette, which you worked on, did a lot of motor work for me. Total that, had a 79 that you worked on for me. That was gonna be a keeper, but got married, had the kids. Car was in the garage, so I did the practical thing. Wish I had that car. So now I have an 81 Vet, and that's a keeper.
That's a pretty good car, you know. The 81, 82 is a pretty good car.
Yeah, I like the body profile. It's a sexy shape, you know.
So what do you do now?
You mean work-wise?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a salon owner. I've been doing hair for 50 years, going on 51 now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Own a salon called Hairscapes. We're in Restaurant Row. Been there a little over a year now. So.
Oh, you moved from Manoa?
Yeah, we were original tenants in Manoa Marketplace 31 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
On the fourth landlord, mainland base Santa Monica, and they paid too much for the shopping center and trying to get it out of tenants. And so, you know, they did me a big favor trying to jack up my rent. So I looked, and because of the current economy, you know, I got a really great deal at Restaurant Room.
Mm.
You know, covered, validated parking, easy to get to. Big favor.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes we don't see the light on the other side that's better.
Yeah, sometimes a little help, you know, pushes in the right direction.
Yeah. Anyway, how's that location working out for you now?
It's actually working out quite well.
Yeah.
You know, we're working on trying to get more people aware of us that we're downtown.
You got to have a sign.
Yeah, this is true. This has been ongoing. It's long delayed. Current manager assured me that we're really close now. It's going to be a nice big sign outside exterior. You know, that
after 1 year?
Well, it took us a little while because, you know, the signs cost money and it wasn't my high priority.
How are people going to find you if no sign?
Well, you know, besides the word of mouth passing out, we sent out direct mailers to most of the offices downtown. Working with someone in marketing right now, you know, trying to get more things going. We've started doing workshops for women's groups. You know, there are a lot of women's groups, nurses' unions, clubs, etc. Yeah, whenever we meet, you know, talk to women about doing it, they get excited and they want to come in, you know. And even the sponsors are invited. In fact, we had one a couple Fridays back, about 26 women, you know, and some of the husbands. Just from that alone, picked up six, you know, bookings that night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to calls. Who's on the line?
Wayne from Kapolei.
Hi.
Hello, George.
Yeah.
You know, this past week on the radio, I heard a Shell station advertising ethanol-free gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? I thought all the gas is ethanol.
Well, that's what I understood. But, you know, we live in that wonderful state called Hawaii, and our politicians and lawmakers really don't understand that we go under American law. And from what I understand, it's a mandate to put in 10%, and you cannot by any which way take it out, the ethanol. So what's that guy, Gabbard, Mike Gabbard,
yeah,
is trying to repeal that law. That guy blows me away. I mean, if it's a national law, how can you repeal it?
But how is this station making their gasoline ethanol free?
Okay, let me back it up a bit. Uh-huh. Way back when the state got a notice that they have to meet the mandate of 10% ethanol in the gas, the oil companies asked to meet with the state, and I was invited to that meeting, so I sat in, and when the oil companies came in, they saw me in there, they turned around and walked away. They wouldn't meet. So the second one they had, they asked me to sit in, and I said, well, I'll send somebody else, because if I keep sitting in, they will not do the ethanol. So I sent a friend of mine. He recorded the meeting, and in that meeting, the oil company said that they want to be allowed to lower the octane three numbers, because by adding 10% ethanol, it will bring it up three numbers, and they did not want to give away octane. You know, that's quote, give away octane. Okay?
Yeah.
Octane actually gives you gas mileage. So, but before we did all this stuff came about, I did some tests with this lady called Marianne on her car with 10% ethanol, and we got about 8 miles more per gallon. Okay? Because we didn't trust the oil companies or the state. So we did the tests. 8 miles more per gallon. So the state said, okay, you can go ahead and lower the octane. So they went ahead and lowered the octane. So the 92 is actually 89 and all the way down, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Then they looked at the sticker on the pump and they said, you cannot say 10% ethanol, because they said they cannot measure 10% ethanol. It has to say up to 10%. So the state went out and made special stickers now. They couldn't use the national standard sticker and put up to 10%.
Wow.
And instead of the state, and you know what you expect out of our lawmakers, right? Instead of them asking, if you cannot measure 10%, how in the world are you blending the gasoline?
Uh-huh.
It's common sense. So when we did the tests on all the grades, all the different brands of gasoline, most of them had only 2% ethanol.
Uh-huh.
That blows me away. And I talk to people on the mainland, I talk to oil company friends of mine on the mainland, and they said, how the hell do you guys get away with that? That's Hawaii.
You know, but I guess the question is, can individual companies get ethanol-free gasoline? I mean,
I guess
how,
so.
How is this guy, you know?
But the bad part about that?
Yeah.
It's still 3 octane down, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I think he's aiming toward the boating, you know, community. But
the ethanol doesn't affect boats.
Huh?
The ethanol does not affect.
I know, but that's what I believe the target audience of the for the commercial was boaters. But mm-hmm. I just was wondering, you know, how do you know that? I mean. How can, I don't know how they do it at the refinery, but, I didn't know individual stations can say, I don't want ethanol. Huh?
They can, because at the pump, you know, at the what do you call that, I forget what you call that place where the tanker truck goes in,
uh-huh.
and they put the nozzle on to fill the gas.
Yeah.
They have a blending.
Oh, they do it then?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they do it at the refinery.
No.
Oh, I see.
So if you don't want ethanol, then you just block it off.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. but that's not, yeah, according to you, though. That's defeating the purpose, though.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Bob from Pro City.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
So-so. Me too. Anyway, I have some questions.
Mm-hmm.
95 Pathfinder, what brand tire do you recommend?
You have several you can pick from.
Okay.
Yokohama is not sold in Hawaii. Kumo is not sold in Hawaii. The only one sold in Hawaii, I think, is BF Goodrich.
Okay,
I would recommend getting on the internet and going to Tire Rack.
Oh, but then when you bring them in, you make money for change them, yeah?
No, you come out about the same.
What's the same?
You come out ahead because the tire from Tire Rack is 100 times fresher.
And up to date, yeah.
Yeah.
Where made, though? China.
No, you can ask when you order.
Goodrich, they got different models here. Which one you recommend?
What kind of car?
95 Pathfinder, Nissan.
Pathfinder?
Yeah.
Oh, just about anything be okay.
Any Goodrich?
Yeah.
I have some comment on that rail.
Yeah.
Not going to be finished. They're going to be run out of money. Plus, they're going to displace a lot of people. The traffic going to be so bad. What's going to happen?
They don't care. Because yeah. The politicians making the money from under the table.
Yeah, they're taxing this, taxing that. You cannot drink soda water, all that BS, yeah?
I didn't vote for them.
I didn't either. Governor and mayor looking for money now.
Yeah, just when you see them, open your wallet and say, here, help yourself.
No more money already. They never give me a raise last year. They never give me a raise this year. I'm retired, yeah? And then mm-hmm. they, what? Everything else going up.
I know.
Like you're in business, so you're making little money, so not too bad, yeah? No retire.
Oh.
Retire.
We're trying to do ethanol now.
Yeah. Okay. That's
okay?
Good. Yeah. All right.
Thanks
you.
For calling.
Yeah, bye.
Aloha.
Yep.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
George, you guys got my head spinning.
Good.
You brought the rail up, you brought the soda tax up, you brought all the stuff that's been driving me crazy all week. But, you know, the one comment the other gentleman made is correct, though. They're breaking ground on the rail. They don't have all the money. And right now, Congress is cutting back on their spending.
They don't care.
And what are they going to do? You know, it's going to be like those other projects you see. You know, you got like, you know, you got the
they
foundation is in, you know, and they put a few stations in, and a little bit of this is done, a little bit of that is done, and then they stop.
Yeah, Bob, they don't care. As long as they get the commission.
Well, actually, all they're going to do is keep raising taxes.
Yep.
Because they're going to find a way to build it, I believe, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And if the federal government doesn't chip in, they'll build it for 40 years or 50 years or 60 years. You know, it'll be like when they did the viaduct under Nimitz. It was there. That construction took so long that people were actually getting the job and retiring from the job before it was completed. And, you know, that's what you're going to see. So, hey, what can we say? What can we say? It still comes down to the same thing. Enough people with that are interested and benefit from what's going on keep voting the same people in. That's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Sorry for making your head spin, but hot Saturday. So anyway, who's on the line?
I have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hi, Tristan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just had a question regarding oil, because there's a lot of talk about oil and the duration and interval.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my oil gets caramelly in color mm-hmm. at about 6,200 kilometers, which is equal to about 3,850 miles. Like, should I still change it or when it's completely black on the dipstick?
What kind of oil?
I'm still using the 5W30 from Royal Purple.
I would stop using Royal Purple. They are taking out, I found out that they're taking out the sulfur and the zinc, which is put in there to protect metal. And they don't have any guarantee. And if you damage your engine, they will not stand good for it.
Okay.
So
I know you had mentioned that this was apparent on the 5W20 weight. Now it's on all weights?
I don't trust them.
Right.
I would highly recommend you go look for AMS oil.
Yeah, I actually did a transmission flush with that stuff.
Good, huh?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And they have a written guarantee on the bottle that if the oil damages your engine, they'll pay for it.
Well, I guess you can't get better than that, right?
Right. And it's guaranteed for 1 year, 25,000 miles.
Okay, 25,000 miles, right.
On the bottle.
Right, okay. Is there a difference between your grade, like I guess U.S. grade and Canadian grade, or it's the same?
Nope, all the same.
Because they say here it's 25,000 kilometers. There's a big difference between 25,000 kilometers and 25,000 miles.
Yeah, I know. So what should be miles?
25,000 miles would be good, even up here, cold and hot.
Sure.
Position. Yeah?
Yeah, because it's 100% synthetic.
Right.
Synthetic doesn't get bothered by heat or cold.
Right, okay.
Okay.
And but once again, the filter cannot last that long unless you have one of their filters, right?
I would highly recommend using the AMS oil filter.
Okay, and that's good for the whole year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
You're a godsend. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that call came all the way from Canada. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. If you have a question, comment, or whatever. But getting back to the rail, folks, if you don't do anything and you sit on the fence and watch everything go by, don't complain later on when the tax heat goes through the ceiling. And as far as the using the hurricane fund, I think that is really, really a stab in the back, because that fund was put up by the homeowners across Hawaii. It belongs to the homeowners. No politician should have the right to use your money to go balance the budget or something like that. That is really BS. But anyway, I tell it like it is. And if they don't like it, then they can shove it where the sun don't shine. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Who do we have on the line?
We have Fred from Sunset Beach.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, George. Hi. I have a question for you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just heard you speaking to the guy from Canada about the AMS oil. That'll work in like my lawn equipment as well, right?
And sure.
And I won't, because usually I change my lawn equipment oil like every 3,000 hours or something like that. 300 hours. Every 300 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll allow me to run it longer?
I would use it a year.
So you're saying don't use the Royal Purple anymore? Go to that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I have one other question, if I could, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 2003 Ford Taurus that I've runs real rough on me when it idles and stuff, and I've taken it in. I've had my wires changed and stuff and tuned up, and it just still seems to run rough, and I was wondering if there's something I could bring up to my local mechanic. Like, you know, he seems to just, I don't know, he can't figure it out.
Okay, what kind of spark plug is he using?
You know, I don't know that. I don't know that.
Try recommend to him to use the Autolite Racing spark plug.
Okay.
And get a bottle or two of that AMS oil, PI.
P is in Paul, I is in Indigo. PI.
Right. Right.
Okay. Like Philippine. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Try that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Bye. Paul!
Okay. Well, we're back to Lloyd again.
So, yeah.
So, that vet you have, that 81, I would highly recommend keeping it. But I wouldn't keep the computer in it.
Yeah. I know you've mentioned this before. And when the funding permits, since it's a keeper, you know, I have lots of time to make all little changes. But so clarify, as I understand that what you're saying, because I had heard that, you know, people said if you're using, you know, petrol oil,
mm-hmm.
right, you shouldn't change to synthetic.
No.
So you're saying
you just change
okay.
it.
Okay, that clarifies it, sure.
Okay. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Margaret from the Windward side.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello, George. I wanted to prevent the rust in my engine. There is a product you've recommended before, and I've lost the name of it. Could you give me that one again?
What?
Get it from and what the name is?
What kind of rust?
Well, you put it in the engine and it prevents the rust.
In the cooling system?
I just thought for the engine.
Yeah. Well, that company has no longer making the product.
Oh, I see. All right.
The rad cap.
That's the end of
that one. Yeah, so I would recommend.
What was that?
try checking with Mario. He might have some left over.
Who's Mario?
Yeah, his number. You ready?
Yes.
497 7739.
7739. Thank you, George.
Okay? All right. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Lloyd Horibe from Hairscapes.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalmorley E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-296-5467.
Okay, you had a there was a caller that wanted you to repeat that bill number again.
The bill.
That bill, it was some bill number you mentioned.
Bill. Oh, Mike Gabbert's bill. The bill number is S as in sugar, B as in boy, 715. SB715. We have so intelligent politicians. It's not funny. Anyway.
So, what kind of stand is Tulsi taking on that?
Who's taking?
Isn't Tulsi Gabbard something?
I don't know. I emailed her and she didn't email back. But anyway, you know those tow wagons you're seeing going up and down the freeway that the state is providing the services for us? Do any of you know what each tow costs the state taxpayer?
$900.
Yeah. $900 a tow.
Nah, I don't know. Is that true?
It's true. $900. I can see Bob flipping over because Bob was the one that researched it and found it out. And he was flipping over when he said that. So it's $900 a tow. I mean, gee, even if we ask for priority tow, it's not $900. So, you know, it's all this kind of waste, people, that is putting us in a big hole. Like that small little information booth at the Honolulu Zoo, $3 million? That's outrageous. A plastic mop sink in the public schools, $6,000? That's crazy. But we allow it to happen. And as long as you allow your politicians to do whatever they want, we're going to be broke. Okay, so anyway. Getting back with Lloyd's 81 Corvette. You want to sell it?
Yeah, I could be tempted.
But you want to sell it?
Not really. I like the car.
I have a customer really wants that model Corvette.
Well, what does the 81 look like? Is that the one that had that special paint job?
That's
no, the 82 had the anniversary
kind of
model.
Oh, that kind of goldish.
Yeah. No, that's
this one is, you know, it's a sort of a cherry red. It's not really the greatest paint job. Also down the road, one of the things to do, you know, had the upholstery done. Mechanics are running pretty decent, but lots to do yet. It's like, you know, a car is a bottomless hole.
Well, if you do it right, then it's better. So if you don't want to do it right, then why don't you bail out?
You can't do everything in life practical. Life is for living and for enjoying too.
Well, you want to let me know. Don't sell it. Just let me know, because I have a good customer that has been looking for one for a long, long time.
Make me an offer.
Okay. What's a good offer for you?
I would settle for what I've put in it so far.
Okay, when we get off the air, you let me know. Okay? But anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I was told to give the area code, because a lot of people calling in long distance don't have our area code. So, anyway, there it is. The city and county, did you know this? The city and county will not fix the damages on your car that you get from potholes.
Oh, really? I thought they did.
No. That's all BS.
Really?
Yep. That's why they don't care. That's why they don't fix the roads, because they don't intend to pay you. But if people get into an accident, how many people ever think about the potholes that caused the accident?
Right.
Because you cannot stop on potholes. If you have to panic stop or change lane in the last second, you cannot do that on potholes.
Hmm.
The car skids. Okay, that's why racetracks don't have potholes. But anyway, it's just me talking, and how many people really pay attention to it? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hey, Clarence.
Good morning. I'm calling about the train collision that was carrying ethanol and a freight car. And the thing exploded, went up in smoke, and the cars that piled on top of each other, they all melted. What was the cause of the ethanol explosion?
The ethanol that they were carrying was E85, classified E85, but actually it was E60. They didn't mix it 85% ethanol. The other percent, the 40%, was gasoline. And Indy 500 cars do not run E85. They run E100 for safety reasons. Okay?
Uh-huh. And then on the mainland, they're passing a motion where you pass gas. They're gonna fine you for passing gas. What's up with that?
I don't know. That's the mainland. We're trying to concentrate on Hawaii. We have enough problems with trying to get ethanol to stay here in Hawaii. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Calling.
Good okay. show.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, I was just looking at an email today sent to me by a good friend on the mainland about Elvis Presley's last song. It's fantastic. And I look back when we had a similar entertainer called Brother Israel Kamakaole, I feel is like the Hawaiian Elvis Presley. The songs he sang was fantastic. I don't know if all of you know of the songs that he sang, but all of the songs that he sang was from the heart about Hawaii. So, anyway, we'll get to Lloyd and his Corvette after the show. And maybe my customer will be happy to get that 81 vet. And I don't recommend you look at it after she's done with the restoration of the car, because you're gonna really want it back. Anyway, we have a lot of people that restore their old cars, and the most recent one was a 66 Mustang, and she did it up completely, 100%. And that car today looks better than when it came off the factory.
But that's typical of the day.
Beautiful. I mean, the car is just awesome. She was supposed to use it every day for work. When the car was done, she changed her mind. She said, I don't think so. So she went out and got a Volkswagen to use every day. So that's what happens when you go overboard and make it too nice.
Yeah, it's got to be a driver.
Yeah, so yours is a driver.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So that'd be okay. So anyway, again, caution about used cars, folks. A lot of used cars are coming into the state, and it has what we call red flags on them. They either came from a chop shop where they joined two cars together, or something really bad with it. The most recent one that we found out about was an 2002 Lexus, black with black interior. The car had 49,000 miles on the odometer over here. And when we double checked on it, because somebody wanted that car checked, so we checked it and traced it back, the original origin for the car was California. And last registered odometer reading in California, 2010, January, was 104,000 miles. Okay, another one, a customer bought this from a local dealership here, one of the bigger dealerships, bought a Ford Taurus, I think, if I believe right, and also thinking she still had warranty. Well, that car originally was sold in Las Vegas, and then again in California, and then something happened on the way with the odometer, and it's in Hawaii with the wrong odometer reading and sold through this dealership. So these people are bringing in cars from the mainland and doctoring it up to be sold over here. So be careful on used cars. You want a sure thing, get a new one. Another tip on a new car is before your warranty is over, take it into the dealer and have them check it. But make sure you have an invoice from them showing that they checked the transmission, the engine, and all the important parts of the car that will cost you money. The air conditioner. Actually, it's the engine, transmission, air conditioner are the big ones. Okay? But get a receipt. The reason I'm saying that is because if you go past the warranty and they said it was okay, then you can take it back and argue the issue even when you pass the warranty.
Hmm.
Okay? So, remember that.
Good advice.
You don't want to be taken. So this is just a legal thing. And whenever you take your car in, a new car for warranty, okay, and they don't find anything wrong, get a receipt that you took it in. Because you take it in three times for the same problem, it's under the lemon law. They got to either give you a comparable car or they fix it, even when you pass the warranty. Okay? So, don't forget that. I know a lot of people will forget it. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. But if they buy it from Maui Toyota, no big deal. DJ over there take care of them. He's really good. He's the best Toyota dealer to deal with. And I wouldn't go any other dealer. If you're looking for a Toyota, go see Maui Toyota. Okay? And that van crash on the H1 freeway, I was mistaken. It wasn't a front-wheel drive. It was a back-wheel drive. And on that one there, by looking at the pictures, it looks like the other thing that could have failed on that was the upper strut mount The upper strut mounts on these vehicles is rubber, and they do crack and break off. And when they break off, the front wheel will come off. Okay? So, have it checked. Be careful. And the other day we had a guy come in for a brake service. He had both left and right front CV shafts on the verge of breaking off. The front lower ball joints, the suspension joints, on the verge of letting go. And he asks me, can I drive it a few more months? I don't think so. People are crazy. Crazy. I wouldn't drive it around the block. I don't know. But anyway. So, what else cars do you have beside the 81 Vet? That's it?
No, I have a cop car. Bought it when it was brand new. 96 Chevy Impala, black. It's up in L.A. right now because my eldest boy is up there and he was just sitting in the garage. But I told him, when you come back, he has to come back with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's another keeper.
Okay. Who's on the phone?
We have Rob from Ainohaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George. George, you know, you were talking about the repairing the roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to remind everybody, and don't worry, because next year we'll all be paying two times more than what we're paying for our registration this year. And then all our roads will be fixed, George.
No. I don't think so.
What do you mean, no?
They're going to take that extra, I call it extra registration fee, and they're going to put it towards the rail.
Ah.
Going into the general fund.
You know,
yes.
Yeah, the black hole. You know, the other thing, George, you're talking about the hurricane fund. You know, I don't know if, what am I, the only guy that seems to figure out all this stuff? Because when they did that hurricane fund, I don't know if you guys remember, but that so affected everybody's mortgage even to this day.
That's right.
I mean, everybody that's paying a mortgage or is lucky enough and can buy a place will be paying a percentage of their mortgage into the hurricane fund.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, yeah?
No.
How he can come in off of sitting up there in Washington, D.C. for what, over 20 years, he's lucky enough that the people were stupid enough, George, in my opinion now, to vote this rascal in there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing is he raids the hurricane fund. So anyway.
Yeah. So anyway.
What's the solution, George? Uncle George, help.
Well, I tell you, until the people get off the fence, Wendell Kwan calls them fence sitters. They sit on the fence and grumble, 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 but do nothing. When the people of Hawaii can get off that fence and do something, it's not going to change. Okay? So, we can't do it. You can't do it. We all can't do it.
George Gabbard, with his proposal, I have a sneaking feeling that he's gonna get away with that because he's sitting in a majority party. And they've had enough complaints, as you and I and the listening audience well knows, about quote-unquote ethanol in our gas here. George, the thing I want to know is if he's able to get away with that, and I know what you said about everybody calling in if you don't like it, right, what Gabbard's,
mm-hmm.
what his bill is.
And they're not going to call.
No, of course not. No. Yeah. Absolutely not. Don't even think about it. Right?
You know that meeting, that forum I held a couple weeks ago?
Yes, sir.
We had a hand up. Well, Wendell said it was a good-sized group. I match it to the 900,000 people that live on Oahu.
Yeah, that's right. Just about a million, yeah?
Yeah. We never even had 1/10 of a percent.
Yikes. Holy cow.
That's how much people really don't care.
That's right.
Now, if they don't care and let it happen, hey, it's going to be like 94 when I ran for office. The teachers' union, everybody didn't care, so you know what I say to that.
George, how the heck can Gabbard, if he gets away with that bill, right? How can they continue to suppress the octane? Because that's what I would really want to know.
Because people don't know, Rob.
I want to make a hullabaloo about that. If they take the ethanol out, I want my octane back up then.
They're not going to do it.
Well, thanks for the warning. Yeah, oh yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We're going to go to a break right now. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101, and his guest today is Lloyd Horribe from Hairscapes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's next on the phone?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George, how's it going? I'm with Kaneohe, actually. Anyway, you know, last week they had a van, some handy van in the city that caught on fire and was totally damaged and burnt and no longer in service. Recently on the news, the city pulled 76 of the vans out and fixed the problem. My concern is, you know, the safety of the passengers and whatnot, if something goes wrong, and the employees. But I'm glad the city did something about it before anything else happened, you know, in the future and whatnot.
Well, how do you know they did it right?
That's what they say, but, you know, we got to see it to believe it, I guess. But
I'm going to put on my website a sign that the city put up on the street. And I recommend people to go to my website and go look it up.
Right.
It tells you the mentality of our people running our city.
Right.
The sign is upside down.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll be heading for town today. How's the weather on your side? Anyway?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah? This is God's country.
I have to attend a funeral that veteran Barney Hydro, Medal of Honor. So. Mm. He's a good friend of my dad's in the war, so I'm going to be over there at that site.
Hmm.
Anyway, you take care, George. You have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Aloha.
You too. Aloha. Okay. So, anyhow. Yeah, we'd like to get your Corvette.
Hey, you keep talking. You just might talk me into it.
Yeah, I'm going to. Because it's a hard animal to find. Real hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there were a lot of them available.
Not that models.
Hmm.
81, 82, no.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
Not that common. So, but if I was you, I would keep it and make it real nice.
That was the plan when I picked it up, you know.
But I wouldn't keep it stock, like with the computers and all that.
No, no. You know what? I'm not one of the purists. I want a car that performs, that rides well, drive, you know.
That drives through the mud.
I want modern things on it, but yeah,
we got to get to come. Hang on, we got some calls here. Who's on the line?
We have John from Ever Beach.
Hi, John.
Oh, hello, Anita. Question here about that Royal Purple Oil.
Yeah.
I got 12 bottles of 520 and 12 bottles of 530.
See if you can return it.
Well, I got them from a person next door that got transferred to Japan.
Oh. Well,
I'm out in the cold, huh?
Yep.
Oh, if you get rid of it.
Isn't there
I wouldn't use it. But if you come down, I have an additive that can go in there and it'll be safe for you.
An additive for Royal Purple?
Yeah. It's not from Royal Purple. We had it especially made. It's zinc and sulfur additive. Very expensive, but if you want to use that oil, that's the only way I would recommend it.
I see. Can I order it from you? I live in Nepal.
Sure.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Okay.
I just give you a call at this number?
847.
847?
Yeah. 55.
55.
54.
54.
Yeah.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, how's it, George? Just two things, I guess. First thing, I have a friend who had a stroke years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago. He has in his garage at 85 for a bit. I guess needs a little bit restoring, but just ask if you're interested, I can hook you up with him. I think he's thinking about selling.
Not 85.
Oh, 85 is not what they're interested in. Yeah. No. 81, 82.
That's it.
Oh, okay. And the other thing if Gabbert is successful in taking out the ethanol in the gas over here, gasoline company got to restore those three levels of octane.
They won't do it.
Yeah, how come? They came and asked the state now it's reasonable for them to put it back if no more, right?
They won't do it.
Yeah, well, we got to make noise, so make them do it, right?
That's right.
Well, I don't think the people of Hawaii will spend the time to make noise.
Okay. Well, just a suggestion. So hopefully, what was that bill number again? SB what?
SB 715.
Okay, I'll make sure I give him a call and let him know that you ought to make a bill saying, well, we ought to produce ethanol here in Hawaii.
That's right. That's what we're trying to do right now.
Make jobs. Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Thanks, Lloyd, for coming in from your busy schedule.
Yeah, my pleasure, George. It's been fun.
And hope to get your car one day.
You'll hear about it on the radio.
All of the callers that call in, mahalo, because you make the show, not me. And don't forget, folks, take care of each other and try to get involved and preserve your home. It's a special place, and you can't find another Hawaii in the world. So until next week, drive carefully. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
AM 690 KHNR.